Hello, everyone. Welcome to North American Psychotherapy. I'm your host, Henry Epp. Happy Tuesday, Tuesday night to all of you, 7 p.m. Thank you for joining us, and I'm very happy to be here with you all. Before we get started, I just want to preface and say that last week I had promised that I would be doing one of my Division III-related themed storytelling episodes tonight. That didn't happen. Didn't get my stuff together.
Really?
Yeah. It's going to happen next week. Next week. The theme is going to be Wanderlust. I'm joined here in the yurt today by Jacques Boudreau.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm about to tag all of you in Facebook if you're not already listening.
Yep. And he's been here before. We did one show at the end of last semester, I think, and been meaning to. You were almost on last week. You were like 30 feet from the mod to the station, to the yurt.
Yeah, and then I remember that I had a rehearsal.
Yeah.
My bad, guys.
Yeah. But you're here now, and we're here doing the show. Do you want to say a little bit about what we're going to do here tonight?
Sure. So we have been thinking about the primaries, which we'll get to talking about in a little bit, because we know you guys love our insightful commentary on the politics of America. Mm-hmm. And we were sort of thinking about Republican candidates and how, in a lot of ways, all they're really trying to do is a really good Reagan impression.
That's true.
And so we thought maybe we would do a series of cover songs.
Yes.
Like, very strange cover songs.
Yeah.
People doing songs that you wouldn't think they would do.
And mashups.
Mashups, yes.
And covers. That's the theme of tonight. We'll probably only play mashups and covers. We'll see how far that gets us. If we just run out.
We might have to get weird.
Yeah, we might get weird.
Might get weird in here, guys.
Yeah, it might get real weird. But report on the primaries right now. The report is none of the results have come in yet, and they won't until after the show is over.
So stay tuned for that.
You might have to just figure that out for yourself. So
we can only do so much for you guys.
That's true. Yeah. we're only human, so, and this is only one yurt. You can only do so much in one yurt.
You can only do so much in one yurt.
You only get so much knowledge
out of a yurt.
Out of one yurt.
But on the bright side, out of this yurt we can get so much.
That's true. Yeah.
Did I just contradict us?
I don't know. I wasn't really following the logic there. I don't think it made much sense.
I think logic is a stretch.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we should just get this started off, I think.
I'm
play a little music. What should we play first?
What do you got queued up? Let's go with something not so shocking.
Not so shocking.
Is there anything not so shocking?
Here's something not so shocking. This is a cover of Warning Sign. Originally by the Talking Heads, played here by the band Local Natives. This is North American Psychotherapy on Yurt Radio. Starting off easy.
All right.
Accessible.
Here we're gonna ease you guys into it.
Yeah.
Thank you. said, don't waste your words, they're just lies. I cried, she was deaf. And she worked on my face until breaking my eyes. And what else have I left? It was then that I got up to leave, but she said, don't forget. Everybody must give something back for something they get. Then she said, don't get cute. So I put my hands in my pockets and felt in my arms and gallantly handed her my very last piece of gum. She threw me outside. I stood in the dirt where everyone walked. And after finding that I'd forgotten my shirt, I went back and knocked. I waited in the hallway, she had to go, and I tried to make sense.
Well, that is Yola Tango with Fourth Time Around, originally a Bob Dylan song. And before that, Local Natives with Warning Sign, which is, of course, by the Talking Heads. And I'm joined in the yurt tonight by the wonderful Jacques Boudreau.
Yo.
who's getting the word out about the show better than I ever could.
I have no respect for my peers.
Yes,
so
I'm aware.
I feel no remorse in tagging them and everything.
Yeah, well, you know, it gets the job done.
Also, sorry. I want to give a quick shout out, if I may, to Erin Christensen, who right now is at the University of Vermont studying for her, or actually, I think, taking her econ midterm. So
oh, wow.
We're getting her through.
Good.
So everybody send good positive thoughts to Erin Christensen.
Yes, yes.
Erin Christensen, if I can just say her name one more time.
Sure.
I know she likes it.
Yeah, cool. Well, if you didn't hear it at the top of the show, tonight in a vaguely related spirit of the Republican primaries, we are doing all covers and mashups. Because what is a presidential candidate but a cover of other candidates and mashups of the past? And
it's a loose framework.
Yeah, it's a loose, yeah. Yeah. It's good, though. You get the gist. Whatever. And the results from Michigan and Arizona, still nothing, and it's not going to change.
We'll continue to check different websites.
We can continue to check and you know, see if any other nothing has happened in those Republican primaries. Let's see. What are we going to do next? How should we make this happen?
Well, I thought that we might continue on with this Dylan cover thing for just one more song at the very least.
Okay.
I've got one off of the new Chimes of Freedom record that was put out celebrating something to do with Bob Dylan, but it's a bunch of people covering Dylan songs.
I feel like they just come up with an excuse to do one of those albums like at least once every other year or so. Like this one, the one that I just played was off the I'm Not There soundtrack, which came out a couple years ago.
Yeah, I mean, the problem with somebody like Bob Dylan, and I love Bob Dylan, but he is sort of perpetually being immortalized,
mm-hmm.
where it's like, you know, it's not like he's in danger of being like stripped from the popular music of the 20th century canon, but for some reason we decided that like, wait, guys, we gotta honor Bob Dylan.
Yeah, like, which, yeah.
Is weird.
It's a little absurd. I don't know. Because he's still alive. He's still around. He's still touring most of the year.
He's still making new, like, fairly decent albums.
It's true, yeah.
The Christmas album notwithstanding.
Yeah. Well, that was just like, look at me, I'm fucking Bob Dylan. Fuck you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's been doing that since the 60s.
That's true, yeah. I guess that's nothing new. But yeah, for whatever reason, Bob Dylan just gets covered, like, incessantly by everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So let's play another one. Maybe this should maybe be the last Dylan cover of the night.
All right, okay. So with this song, we officially retire Bob Dylan.
Actually, I have one more that we could play, but we don't have to.
God damn it, Henry. that's more of a band song.
Yeah, that's different.
Yeah, that's
and
different.
That's optional.
All right, we'll debate that later.
Okay.
All right, cool. But here we go with Leopard Skin Pillbox Hat by Bob Dylan. This one by Rafael Sadiq.
Well, I see you got your brand new leopard skin pillbox hat. Yes, I see you got your brand new leopard skin pillbox hat. Well, you must tell me, baby, how your head feels under something like that, under your brand new leopard skin pillbox hat. Looks so pretty in it, honey, can I jump on it sometime? Yes, I just wanna see if it's really the expensive kind. You know it balances on your head just like it matches balances on a bottle of wine. Your brand new leopard skin pillbox hat. Well, if you wanna see the sunrise, honey, I know where. See it sometime. We both just sit there and stare. wrapped around my head and you just sitting there in your brand new leather skin shoebox hat. Living a dream, my friend, Eric Gales. Yes, I disobeyed his orders. I came to see you instead. You know I don't mind him cheating on me, but I sure wish he'd take that hat off his head. Your brand new leopard skin pillbox hat. Well, I see you got a new boyfriend. No, I never seen him before. Got to close the garage door. You might think he loves you for your money, but I know what he loves you for. It's your brand new leather skin pillbox hat.
Dearest, though you're the nearest to my heart, please don't ever, ooh yeah, ever say we'll part. You scold me, and you were so bold. Together, our love will grow old. Our love will grow old. Say
All right. That was Roma de Luna with I Will, which is from a Beatles cover compilation of Minneapolis artists, which is my hometown. And before that, we had...
We had Leopard Skin Pillbox Hat by mm-hmm. Raphael Sadiq.
Yep. And there was something in between there. Buddy Holly.
Buddy Holly.
Which...
well, somebody covering
Buddy Holly. The Black Keys covering Buddy Holly.
Yeah. The song Dearest.
Yep. There you go. Got it.
So are you keeping score at home?
Yes. if you, any of you listening out there, have any requests of things that you, covers that you know, that you like, that you want to hear on the show, please don't be shy. You can like North American Psychotherapy if you're on Facebook. Send them there. Or you can, I know Jacques got a big old thread of people and tags and whatnot going on his wall, and he's stepping away and taking a phone call now, so I'm gonna just take over here. So yes, you can put your things, your requests up there. Let us know how you're feeling. I hope you guys are feeling good. It's leap year eve. So that's a thing, you know. So this night only happens, the night of February 28th going on to the 29th. It really only happens once every 4 years, so you should feel lucky that you're, you know, alive right now and whatnot. So yeah, gonna keep going. Well, Jacques just disappeared from the yurt entirely. I think everything's okay, I think, so don't get worried about him, but... you know, phone calls, duty calls, booty calls, booty duty calls. Okay, let's see. I'm going to put on more. Oh, here he is. Okay. I was just telling them about your booty duty call that you just went and took.
By the phone call I
just
took?
Yes, the phone
call. Let me tell you about the phone call I just took.
Yeah?
Somebody was looking for my beard trimmer because they want to shave their head.
Wow.
Which is like a phone call that I get more often than you'd think I do.
Really?
Yeah.
Like how often?
I would say once every 6 months.
What? Why is the beard trimmer really like a good method for head shaving?
It can be.
I guess to start out to like get the big top layers or what?
Well, what I would recommend for those of you at home who want to shave your head later on.
Yep.
Is cut off most of your hair with scissors first, so you have like less than an inch. Mm-hmm. Then use the beard trimmer to trim all of that down to pretty much the skin. And if you want a real clean surface, like something really smooth,
like that waxy smooth,
like the sides of Mr. T's head, on the A-Team,
right?
Then you take the straight razor, the safety razor. And you muss your head up with shaving cream and go for it.
I just like feel like weird, like just thinking about that.
Mm-hmm.
Do people do that? Like, do you know, like guys who just are like permanently bald, like really bald? Like, you just have to like shave your head that close, like all the time.
I think so. Not every day, but
frequently.
Frequently, at least once a week. I would say.
Well,
I don't know. Good,
more power to you.
Yeah.
Strange people.
Should we play? I feel like we should. what's an appropriate cover for the bald of the world?
The bald of the world.
Okay, actually, here's where we start to get a little weird.
Okay, yeah, it's about time. I think it's really time for some weirdness.
Okay,
we've been really, you know, mainstream.
So this
here.
This is. I'm gonna play an unpopular song by Pops that's being covered by possibly a more unpopular artist.
Okay.
This is the Beatles' "Hey Jude." Yeah. Song no one really likes because it's too long.
Yeah, I mean, I liked it like the first time I heard it ever.
Yeah, but you were like 5 then.
Well, I was probably like 14. Okay, I'm sorry, I didn't get into the Beatles till like.
But like your parents didn't just play it around the house.
No, my parents didn't really. I listened to like the Buena Vista Social Club as a kid a lot. My parents would get into like one CD and play it inside. Well, really, just my dad would do that.
Okay.
And
all right. Well,
Anyways, that's a different discussion.
We'll talk about that after the break. We'll get into the psychotherapy of the North American psychotherapy.
Yeah, yeah.
This is Hey Jude by the Beatles, covered by Elvis Presley.
Okay, let's
Here
do
we
it.
Go.
Hey Jude, don't be afraid. Take a sad song and make it better. The minute you let it into your heart, then you can start to make it better. Hey Jude, don't let me down. Take a sad song and make it better. The minute you let it into your heart, can start to make it better. Let it out and let it in. Hey Jude, begin to make the world a little better. Don't you know that it's a fool who plays in making his world a little better. Hey Jude, don't let me down. Take a sad song and make it better. The minute let it into your heart, then you can start to make it better. Let it out and let it in. Hey Jude, begin to make it the world a little better. Don't you know that it's a fool plays it cool and taking the world up on his shoulder. Hey Jude, don't let me go. Take a sad song and make it better. The minute you let it into your heart, then you can start to make it.
Hey, hey, hey. yourself. Look around you, all you see are sympathetic eyes. Stroll around the grounds until you feel at home. The PTA, Mrs. Robinson, won't okay the way you do your thing. Ding, ding, ding. And you'll get yours, Mrs. Robinson, fooling with that young stuff like you do.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back.
Hello.
How's it going?
Good.
Good.
Are you good?
I'm super good.
Great.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, we have some news from Michigan and Arizona, and the news is there is no news. Nothing has come in yet, and it's not going to. But you know, that's what happens.
We just want to keep you guys on the cutting edge.
Yeah, the cutting edge of anything happening or not. Someone, are we getting arrested?
I hope not. No. Right now, this is actual breaking news. Right now, outside of Hampshire College, Franklin Patterson Hall, two pub safety trucks have rolled up.
Yeah, lights are flashing.
No ambulances, so it does not appear to be a medical emergency, which can only lead us to speculate that it's some kind of major crime ring.
Apparently.
They're getting something out of the trunk. Can't see what.
Yeah, I have no idea what's going on.
The only thing I've ever seen them go into the trunk for is things to help me get my car either jump started or like a door unlocked. So. Oh, somebody's running around to the back.
Uh-oh. Actually?
I think I saw somebody going, yeah.
Is there some, like, shit going on?
Possibly.
Okay.
Yeah. So I don't know what to tell you, Hampshire College.
Don't know what's going on.
Also, people who aren't at Hampshire College. If you have no idea what Hampshire College setup is like, the yurt where we're broadcasting out of faces the quad outside of the entrance to Hampshire College, and we might be bringing you eyewitness testimony to some kind of bus.
Yeah. I don't know. There's still just like normal people like walking by. I don't think.
Are there not people walking by during drug bust, Henry? Have you been involved in a lot of these?
Well, you know, things happen. I don't know.
Okay. We should probably put on some music.
Yeah, we should put on some music. Anyway, I guess we'll keep you updated on that.
We'll be back shortly. Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
So I've got something.
All right.
Unless you've got something.
I mean, I've got stuff. But you play your thing. What's your thing?
This is a Smith's cover by Mark Ronson, the noted British DJ producer, featuring Paul Smith on vocals. So
cool.
A Smith covering the Smiths.
Let's do it.
All right. Everybody ready?
Yeah.
Here we go.
I like to wait to see how things turn out. If you apply some pressure, I like to wait to see how things turn out. If you apply some pressure, you know that I would love to see you next year. I hope that I am still alive next year. You magnify the way I think about myself. Before you came, I rarely thought about myself. Behind your veil, I found the body underneath. Inside your head, were things I never thought about. You know that I would love to see you next year. I hope that I am still alive next year. What's my view? Well, how am I supposed to know? Write a review. Well, how objective can I be? What's my view? Well, how am I supposed to know? Write a review. Well, how objective can I be? I like to wait to see how things turn out. If you apply some pressure, I like to wait to see how things turn out. If you apply some pressure, apply
you start all over again. What happens when you lose everything? You just start again. Start all over again.
With the taste of your lips, I'm on a ride. You're talking. old pirates. Yes, they rob I, sold I to the merchant ship. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit. But my hand was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever had, redemption songs, redemption songs.
Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Some say it's just a part of it. We got to fulfill the book. So won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever had, redemption songs, redemption songs, redemption songs. Old pirates, yes, they rob I, sold I to the merchant ships. Minutes after they took I from a bottomless pit. How long shall they kill our prophets
while we stand aside and look?
Yes, some say it's just a part of it. We got to fulfill the book. So won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever had, redemption songs.
All I ever had,
redemption songs. These songs of freedom, songs of freedom.
And we're back.
Yeah. That was Redemption Song, covered by Johnny Cash and Joe Strummer. And before that, what did we hear? I don't even remember.
It was,
Toxic.
Toxic.
Covered by the New Standards and something before that.
Was that when we were listening to Apply Some Pressure?
Potentially.
By Mark Ronson?
Yeah. Yes. Okay.
Cool.
Okay. Well, it's getting on 8 o'clock. And here's the deal. I got to run. I got to get to this reading thing. Mm-hmm. I'm required to make an appearance at for a class. But Jacques
should also go.
Okay.
Jacques should work on his diff.
Jacques is going to speak in the third person and
no, I'm
going to
stop now because that's very irritating. No. You have what I think might be a nice closing song.
Okay.
Just quickly before we go, after having watched the scene at FBH play out a little bit, it appears that whatever emergency is going on there is medical in nature.
Yes.
But that is me being incredibly ill-informed about the things going on.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Just looking through a window and seeing.
Yep.
Hopefully everything's okay. Everyone's doing all right. Mm-hmm. To close out our hour.
Yeah.
This is... Sly and the Family Stone doing a very, very, very gospel-influenced take on the song Que Sera, Sera.
No, man.
So
that's an appropriate closer. Yeah. I'm proud of you for choosing that. That's a good one.
It was that or like Somewhere as done by Tom Waits.
Ooh, that would be good too.
Yeah.
But
I think this one's a little more funky. I think we're all gonna enjoy this. So sit back and ask yourself, what will be?
Will be.
Yeah.
Okay, before we play that, I just want to plug one thing. Next week, this show is going to be airing one of the thematic storytelling-based episodes that is part of my Division 3. The theme is Wanderlust, and I encourage everyone to tune in. There's going to be some fancy-dancy things going on. It'll be a lot of fun. So, yeah.
I know. I'm looking forward to it.
You bet your balls you should be. I don't know why I said that.
I don't know why you said that.
I feel kind of weird now. But yeah, me too.
Things just got a lot more tense than they did, everybody. Yeah.
Tensions.
Right. To cut the tension, here's Sly and the Family Stone.
All right.
Signing off, this is Jacques Boudreau.
And Henry Epp.
North American Psychotherapy.
Right here on your radio. Thanks. Ooh. Have a great night, guys.
Yeah, enjoy. Good luck on your midterm, Aaron. Yep.
Thank you. wants to see.
Kiss her up.